Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Louis Hirsch and Frank Black, visit Chicago, play some records for no particular reason, and listen to This Past Week in Recording History. This past week, I had the great pleasure to meet in person listener Pat, who was out here in California visiting a mutual friend. I thought it would be nice to do a segment of the show for her, and since Pat is an illustrator, I thought songs about drawing would be nice, but I wasn't coming up with much on that subject, so since Pat is from Chicago, here instead is a set of rapidly rotating records about the Windy City, beginning with Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and his Stompers, recording in Chicago on May 9, 1927, in Chicago Breakdown, written by Jelly Roll Morton. Before that, it was the Bucktown Five, a recording band with 18-year-old Muggsy Spanier in Chicago Blues. That's one of seven tunes the band recorded for Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on February 25, 1924, their entire recorded output. Bucktown in Bucktown Five refers to a rather unsavory section of New Orleans. Chicago Blues was preceded by the Georgians, and Chicago, that toddling town. We could have played that record as part of This Week in Recording History, since it was waxed 86 years ago yesterday. We began our musical trip to Chicago with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra and Chicago Rhythm from February 26, 1929. Chicago Rhythm was written by Bernie Grossman and Ben Cantor. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of pianist and bandleader Frank Black. He studied piano at a very early age and made his debut as a concert pianist at age 10. A few years later, he was working as a pianist in a Harrisburg hotel, and from there he worked in theaters. He became assistant to Erno Rappi at Philadelphia's Fox Theater and served as musical director at New York's Century Theater. By the mid-1920s, he was active in radio and established the vocal quartet The Revelers. He was the general musical director for NBC Radio from 1932 to 1948 and was the first band leader on the Jack Benny Show in 1933 and 34. In the mid-30s, he was musical director for Radio City Party, The Contented Hour, The Coca-Cola Show, Music America Loves Best, Harvest of Stars, The Bell Hour, and The String Symphony Show. Although he was primarily a classical conductor who led the NBC Symphony Orchestra for over two decades, he could also lead a mean dance band, as evidenced by these examples.
Thank you. birds are sleeping at night, and there is no one in sight under the moon. Close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never to part like birds in June, I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon.
Frank Black and his orchestra beside a lazy stream. The vocalist on that March 23, 1928 recording was Scrappy Lambert. Before that, from June of 1927, it was Under the Moon. We began our tribute to Frank Black with the Varsity Drag, recorded September 20th, 1927, with Franklin Bauer providing the vocal. Frank Black was also the arranger on Varsity Drag.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing. Here's Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band.
Thank you. in her eyes, and you sigh little sighs. It's a million to one, you're in love. When you go for a walk and you talk, baby, talk, it's a million to one, you're in love. When you tell her the wonderful things that you've done, make her believe she's a second to none, and you promise her everything under the sun, it's a million to one, you're in love.
The Lido Dance Orchestra, Stan Greening when recording for the Regal label, and Highways Are Happy Ways, written by Larry Shea. That recording is from January 24, 1928, and the vocalist was John Thorne. Another Greening pseudonym on the Regal label was the Raymond Dance Band. Before that, it was the original London Radio Dance Band, and It's a Million to One You're in Love, recorded in March of 1928. The Sidney Furman Radio Dance Band was formed by the BBC in 1926. And was the first dance band put together specifically for broadcasting on a regular basis. From 1926 until 28, the band made a number of records for Columbia under the name London Radio Dance Band, with Sid Furman directing. However, for the band's last recording session, which included the record we just heard, Jack Padbury, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band, assumed leadership. We began this segment of For No Particular Reason with Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band and Don't Be Angry With Me, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocalist on that July 21, 1927 recording on the Edison Bell Winner label was Miss Dickie Dixon, whose last name was apparently sometimes spelled D-I-X-O-N and sometimes as D-I-C-K-S-O-N. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and now also at shamrockradio.com. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1887 in New York of composer, arranger, and pianist Louis A. Hirsch. He attended City College of New York and studied music extensively in Germany, preparing for a career as a classical conductor. But back in New York, he worked as a pianist for several publishing companies, wrote material for Lou Dockstetter's Minstrels, and was hired by the Schubert Brothers as a staff composer from 1912 to 1914. He composed for Broadway shows from 1907 right up until his death on May 13, 1924. He collaborated with lyricists Otto Harbach, Gene Buck, and Irving Caesar, and composer Con Conrad. Here are three from the pen of Louis Hirsch.
Let the bell ring, I want the world to know. Ding dong, I want to sing, sing to the world, I love you, 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. And every hour in the day, most everybody hears me say that I'm in love with you. I'm lovesick and I can't deny it. Cure me with kisses, come on, won't you try it? 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. Every minute and 60 minutes each and every hour, I'm in love with nobody else but little old you. And every hour in the day, most anybody can hear me say that I'm in love with you. Why, I'm so lovesick and I can't deny it. Just kill me with kisses, sweetheart. Come on, baby, won't you try it? Cause 60 seconds every minute and 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. There's 60 seconds every minute and 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with nobody but little old you. And if you want to watch results, just kiss me, dear, and feel my pulse, cause I'm in love with you. Now I know that you are strong and healthy, why I'd marry you if you were just about twice as wealthy. Cause 60 seconds every minute and 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. Flip it over.
Everybody's raving about the real Frenchy two-step. Everybody wants to do this smart fancy new step. It's a funny bear, Paris on a tear. Well, I do declare it is classy. Gabby brought the dance and it's got us all a-going. Since she came, no other twirl has had any showing. It's a music treat for your dancing feet. It is flashy but neat. Just a twist and a bend that you hope will not end. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide. It's just a real Parisian slide. Prance along as though you were upon the boulevard. Dance it here and dance it there and keep on dancing hard. Start into the side, do the Paris ride. Swing up near them wide. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide. Don't lag or let your feelings hide. Do the sidestep trip and then go back the other way. Do the forward dip and see how you begin to sway. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide. We are going crazy about this new dance bewitching. We can't stop our feet at all, they feel such an itching. You are in the air, floating here and there. Not a single care comes a-stealing. Talk about your other acts, why they aren't in it. You feel all the joys of life in one single minute. For you travel so, with a lot of gold. Can you stop? I guess no. It's a big joyful dip. It's a heavenly trip. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide. It's just a real Parisian slide. Prance along as though you were upon the boulevard. Dance it here and dance it there and keep on dancing hard. Start into the side, do the Paris ride. Swing up near them wide. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide. Don't lag or let your feelings hide. Do the sidestep trip and then go back the other way. Do the forward dip and see how you begin to sway. Oh, oh, that Gabby glide.
A couple of years ago, we did a segment on Louis Hirsch and played the same three songs we just played, but by different artists. We started off this time with J.C. Flippin and 60 Seconds Every Minute from a Pathé XOL 78 waxed in May of 1927. Last time, we played Jan Garber's rendition of 60 Seconds Every Minute. Next, last time it was Paul Whiteman, this time it was Art Hickman and his orchestra and The Love Nest from June 11, 1920. That was actually a medley, and you also heard Mary. Both of those are from Louis Hirsch's score for the Broadway show, Mary. We finished up with Billy Murray and the Gabby Glide from 1912. Last time, DeBroy Summers played the Gabby Glide as a medley with Louis Hirsch's Wedding Glide.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies.
Thank you. waiting to fall for just one more kiss. I'll tell the world that I'm all for just one more kiss. Love could not help but fall for a night like this. So when the room be tense, let us steal our romance with just one more kiss.
Thomas Morris is mainly remembered, when remembered at all these days, as a sideman with Clarence Williams. But we began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies and The Mess from November 24, 1926. Next, it was Richard M. Jones' Jazz Wizards and Skagmore Green, written by Preston Jackson. That OK 78 was waxed on November 24, 1926. Next, it was Miff Mole's Little Molars and Wild Oat Joe, recorded November 26, 1928. Wild Oat Joe was written by Roger Wolf Kahn. We finished up with Ray Tellier and his San Francisco band and Just One More Kiss, written by Harry Owens and Reggie Montgomery. American drummer Ray Tellier led a band at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, but in 1926 they went to Australia to play at the Palais de Danse in Melbourne. While in Australia, the band made several records for Columbia in both Melbourne and Sydney. That recording is from November 30, 1926. The band returned to the U.S. in 1928, but made several subsequent trips to Australia. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.